This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome back to Session Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Come on, everybody say it together. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got an email from somebody. If you noticed, I put one of our coffee cups, a TRS coffee mug, because I drink, you know, I drink with them from time to time. And somebody said, 25, come on, who wants to pay 25 bucks for a coffee mug? Well, you're not paying just for the coffee mug, right? Come on, you guys are smarter than that. Yeah, 25 bucks for the coffee mug. You don't pay for shipping. I just, you know, 25 bucks, one-time shot, it goes. The mugs probably cost me 12 to 15 bucks a piece, right? Plus, I've got to ship them out, so I make maybe 6 or 7 bucks. I'm a lousy capitalist, but I got to make some money, right? You want to keep the show on. So if you're interested in buying a coffee mug, you're going to go out and buy one at the store, you're probably going to, you know, support some company that doesn't support you, that doesn't see things the same way you do. Why don't you support me? I got water bottles coming and that kind of stuff to help support the show. So you get something for your aggravation. So you get something for, you know, for the mailer or what have you. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, Carol from Tennessee, thanks for joining me tonight. I do appreciate, you know, I do appreciate you guys that tune in from all over the country. I really do. And I can't get to, you know, some of you get pretty adamant in some of your emails and in some of the feeds about me not responding. I don't know if you know it. I'm doing a live show. Kind of hard for me to respond live to some of you guys, and I do the best I can. I really do, but I can't do it all. Okay, so the I thought this was really interesting. I've seen this in a couple of places now. Clinton ran away from reporters after the debate. I mean, and when I say run, I mean she was briskly moving away. So immediately following that whole presidential debate between Donald and Hillary, she quickly exited the arena. She dodged questions from major mainstream media news outlets, you know, and Trump stopped and spoke. He spoke to people there. He spoke to CNN. Now, here's the funny thing about this. Now last night she wasn't challenged. I'm sorry, guys. You know, I said that I really didn't want to beat up on this because everybody else already has. And, you know, I know I'm not a god, so it's not like I'm sitting and going, well, you have to listen to me. Whatever I say is real. It doesn't really work that way for me either. You know? But the deal here is, as long as we keep having these, and you know this already, as long as we're having these liberal commentators do these shows, I mean, do the debates, you're not going to get the truth out of her. I'm hoping, I think, is it Brett Baer? Not Brett Baer. Who's the other guy? Anyway, the other guy from Fox. A real conservative. That will take the time to ask the questions and hold her feet to the fire because he's done it before. Chris Wallace. Thank you. And that's exactly what we need up there. We need people that are going to ask her. But, again, Trump, I'm disappointed. I'm telling you guys, I'm disappointed in him last night. Because he could have caused her to stumble. He could have caused her to really get irritated. And that's what's going to throw her into one of her little tizzies. I'm telling you. Remember when she went off the other night about the, what was that, that clip? Where she doesn't understand, you know, she should be 50 points up if people would do their job. Well, it didn't help her with Bernie. She was all kinds of points up with Bernie, and she blew that a half a dozen times. One of the comments that Trump made last night, though, I thought was great. And I know some of the people on the left are saying, you know, Joe, you're just sticking up for him. And it's not true. So when he was asked a question about the why he won't say how he's going to defeat ISIS, right? What was Trump's response? He said, "Do you really think that General Patton would have put up a website with the details on how he was going to defeat the enemy?" And Clinton's got that up on her website. But this is no different than what Obama does, right? We're gonna wipe out ISIS. Let me tell you what we're gonna do. Next Tuesday at 10 o'clock, we're gonna load up the boys in the boat. We're gonna take them over there. He lays out. We're gonna give them 30 days to get their act together. No, you're giving them 30 days to dig in. You're giving them 30 days, you know, to get the weapons they need to shoot them at us to take us apart. That's what you're doing when you do that. Think about what he did with SEAL. Yeah, see, I'm getting all wound up. Think of what he did with SEAL Team 6. They're the first president in history to actually call out who did the job, where they did the job, how they did the job. Right? He said nuts. It's kind of like shut up and let the thing, let our, and I know some of you get nervous when you think I want to give them all the power. I don't want to give our military people all the power. But what I do want to do is this. When I go to get my car fixed, I don't take it to the dentist and then tell him what to do. Right? When I need to have my door refitted, I don't call the carpenter and tell him how to do it. Do you know what I'm saying to you? Here we have military people. Two things. If you trust your military people, then let them, you tell them what the objective is and you walk away, you let them do their job. If you don't trust them, it's really simple. You do what Obama did. You move them out. I love how they beat on Trump and said, does he not know you can't just fire generals? Well, apparently Obama doesn't know that. Because Obama has forced out some of the best people that we have in the military. So don't give me that garbage that you can't fire your generals. You can't get you can reassign them. Give them bathroom duty. Give them janitor's duty. No insult meant to the janitor either. You can make their lives miserable, which is what you should do if they're not doing their jobs properly. But anyhow, I thought it was real interesting. Like I said, she was whisked away, if you would. Even our person that was there last night, they couldn't leave. And Sophia, which is the one that was doing the was there live last night for, she couldn't leave. She couldn't get out because of the security afterward. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin joins me right after the break. Don't go far. Got a lot I want to talk about. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You have the manners of a goat. And you smell like a dung heap.
Hold on, ladies. We're going. We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Hey, I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to it. You know, I always enjoy having her on the show because I got to tell you what, she's like Corey. All I got to do is wind her up and sit back and go make a sandwich, come back. She's still going, and I so much enjoy that. And she does have her pulse on what's going on in politics. Kimberly Marin joins me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you.
Hey, I know what a big Trump fan you are and all that. That's why I brought you on. I want. you were. People don't know this, but you were a captive audience last night. You had. You had no choice about it. First, let me say I want to say hi to Sharon in Central Indiana and Lenora out of Orlando. I want to thank you for being with me tonight too. But you were stuck at 35,000 feet on a plane. I'm surprised they didn't duct tape you and handcuff you and put you in a chair in the back of the plane with the way you must have been going nuts. So you watched the debate from the plane last night, didn't you?
I did. I was live tweeting it too.
From the plane?
Wow. On the plane. I picked a really perfect seat to sit in. I take Southwest, so I always pay to get upgraded, so I get like a first choice.
Right.
So I picked the emergency exit seat that sort of has a space in between the exit and the seat. So I had two trays down. I had my computer on, my laptop on both of them, and then, you know, I was able to use my mouse and have something else on the other one. And I was, and I could, you know, kick my leg up when I had to without kicking a seat. But I yelled out a couple times, but overall, it was killing me, but I made it through at least the first hour. I couldn't watch the last half because we were actually landing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, well, you know, that's why they have your phone. But listen, I know, again, I know you're not a big Trump fan, and let's just deal with this from a political standpoint. So last night, I was quite disappointed in what and how he did last night. But as I was going over some of the clips today and listening more and more, look, the job last night, job one, was to set himself apart from her, distinguish himself from a political hack from years gone by. She gave every single normal expected political response to every issue last night. Did she not?
Yes, and here's the thing, you know, I'm objective in this because I equally probably don't like both of them the same. But so I think Trump did fine. He didn't behave like he did in the Republican debates, which was deplorable. Ha ha. And she did. She came off as a career political hack, exactly what people want to get away from. He was a little bit too reserved, though, because he could have nailed her on a bunch of things without being a bully, without being a jerk. He could have nailed her on a bunch of things. Like when she said he stiffed small businesses, he could have said, well, your foundation stiffed entire countries of poor people,
there
like Haiti.
There you go. There you go. I agree.
I mean, I was live tweeting all that. Like, I was like, oh, you know what I mean, tweeting it back because that's how I roll. But, you know, there was other comebacks that would have been true. He didn't have to be snotty or a jerk. He could have just said it, and it's fact. And then the fact checkers can't deny it, you know. So I think he didn't hit her hard enough, but he did behave better than the Republican debate. Personally, I think he did fine for expectation. Sorry, I'm trying to find the proper word.
Yeah, I know. You're trying to find a clean word. I get it. But, you know, and that was my concern. My concern was he was not going to be able to hold himself, and he was
right.
going to be extremely condescending towards her, and that would have just turned off everybody. And I got to tell you, I know that those instant polls aren't real. I get that. But were you amazed as much as I was at how high his numbers were? Because I was not that impressed. And one commentator said last night, hardcore Trumpers are going to vote for him no matter what he does. They're going to, you know, give him kudos no matter what he does. And hardcore Hillary supporters are going to do the same. Man, his
yep.
numbers were up everywhere last night. I was surprised.
Here's the deal. Sorry, I also happen to have a sinus infection now, too. From going forward and really starting with last night's debate, it's all about the undecided. It doesn't matter about the base. It doesn't matter about existing as supporters. It doesn't matter about never Trumpers or never Hillary people. Those people, none of those people matter. It's the undecided matter.
Mm-hmm.
And what you had last night was a debate between two people that the uninformed, undecided voters haven't really seen much yet. I mean, you know, I'll see stuff here and there, maybe see stuff on the news, but they haven't seen the debate yet, seen that type of thing. They're not going to rallies. They're not on Facebook and have all these political people that they talk to. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about the undecideds right now. And last night, in my opinion, as a former uninformed, undecided voter, Trump did fine. Hillary looks like the career political hack that she is. The thing that people are turning to Trump and against her for. So that was my take on it. And, you know, like I said, you know, my political opinion, what my opinion is on both of them, but I really think that he achieved that.
Well, I you know what, and most people are saying that again. I guess from, you know, my heritage, right? I mean, being from Boston, I'm going, there were so many places there that he could have pounced
yeah.
on. And maybe not in a condescending way either, but just in matter-of-fact kind of way. He didn't
he has
do
to
that.
Do it next time. He has to do it next time. He cannot. You know what? He was just setting the stage, and this is, I'm just making this assumption, or I'm trying to make this assumption. If he was just setting the stage this time to show, hey, I can act presidential. I don't have to act like Farouk Assault every time. He's setting the stage, and then the next time he does hit her still in a respectful manner. He does hit her because, frankly, I thought she was disrespectful. I thought she was condescending, and I thought she came off like an arrogant witch.
Well, you know what? The look in her face when she was answering questions and he was talking, I almost kind of feel like she's saying, what am I doing here? I'm so much better than this guy. I don't even know why I have to go through this. Just hand me the crown and let me go.
I tweeted that last night.
Oh, no.
I said Hillary's, and I used the P word, I said Hillary's peed off because she wants that crown, and just like the Democrats handed to her, she doesn't believe she has to work for it.
Yeah. Yeah, no
oh my kidding. God, that's funny. I absolutely tweeted that.
I swear I didn't see that, right?
It's insane. I know what you're talking about. That snotty, arrogant, with her chin raised look, like she is better than the people, and she just needs to be crowned the queen. I'll give her a crown.
My God. But no, and again, I know that people are listening and going, okay, well, that's just conservatives beating on a liberal. It's not it, because, you know, really, let's just be honest about it. Let's just be honest about this. There were good choices on the Dem side. I mean, the four choices the Dems got to choose from, those weren't choices at all. I mean, that's the same old guard. I can't believe they have nobody, no up-and-comers they can deal with or bring over to their side, if you would, to run for president, to run for higher office. And that's the sound. Wait a minute. We got to go to commercial. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Kimberly Moran joins me. She'll be back right after the break. Hopefully, so will I. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to discuss what's going on in the world of politics from a different point of view. I mean, you are, what would you call you? You call yourself an independent, right? You're not from Indiana. She's an independent.
I'm an independent. I'm liberty-oriented. Constitution, you know.
Yeah, that freedom. Constitution. What is that? Why even bother with that? Anyhow, nobody follows it anymore. Why bother? Why bother with it? Right? I'm just
right.
You know, I'm just kidding. But hey, you were telling me something during the break. I know. I'm amazed at this. So this goes on all around the country, and these little snowflakes, which is what I wrote about this week. These little snowflakes that can't take anything. And it's mostly the left. The left can't take anything that might look, feel bad, smell bad. I mean, whatever it is that might have a bad something, they don't want to deal with it. Something happened yesterday with the New Hampshire Democratic Party that I thought was kind of, you just brought it up to me. I'm still sitting here thinking, who thought of this? What do they do?
So they have an annual Jefferson Jackson dinner. Every Democrat party around the country has one. And so the New Hampshire Democrat Party decided they didn't want to call it the Jefferson Jackson dinner anymore because they were slave owners. So they decided to change it to, drum roll please, the Kennedy Clinton annual dinner. So they now have an annual dinner honoring two womanizers, one who was an accused rapist.
Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah, I know. You know what? It's just amazing to me that these guys, and think about something. They can't even find somebody clean from within their own party.
I saw this when I got home last night. And mind you, I got home late after traveling and whatever. And I didn't think it was for real. I'm like, are you kidding me? So you go from slave owners to sex slave women abusers.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You know.
That's bad. These people are.
I don't know if you saw the post that I put up at one point, and I said, I'm not trying to be petty, for real, but here's what I think he should do. I think he should have put all the women that Billy sexually abused in the front row, and I think he should have put the Benghazi parents' bookends on each end of that row, and when those questions came up, they should have stared right at her, okay? And he should have said, you should ask them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Actually, you know what would have been better? If he put the Benghazi family in the front row.
Yeah, well, it's, okay, so put the, but I still put, it's, I find a way to put the women that Billy sexually abused also in the front row or the row right behind them. Do you know what I'm saying? I would make it as uncomfortable for her as possible to answer questions about women equality and such.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the absurdness of this whole election. Is we have, like, two cartoon characters that are running for president. They both have so much dirt in their backgrounds and so much ridiculousness in their backgrounds that they could be flinging mud at each other for a year and still not get through it all.
Yeah, I know. And
oh, you did this. Oh, your husband did this. You allowed this. Oh, you allowed this. I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous.
And somebody in the feed says they should have had somebody up front in a blue dress. Hey, Linda from Texas, thanks for joining us tonight. Also, Tommy from Alabama. Boy, you know, I really appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Kimberly Marin's with me right now. We're talking about, well, you know, we are talking about what happened last night. I shouldn't say I'm tired or bored with it, because still, you could beat this thing to death. The thing with Lester Holt, you know, somebody made a comment saying, and I don't know if I disagree with this, I mean, you might laugh at me, but why should he keep going? Why should he go to these debates when they keep making the moderators people that are for Clinton, that are for the Democratic Party, that they lean so far left they've actually fallen over?
You know what? How could you not know this was going to happen? How could anyone not know this was going to happen? Look, we have had years of, decades actually, of the left-wing media shoving their bias against candidates, good candidates, Republicans, right-winger, whatever you want to call them. We knew this was going to happen. It's only gotten worse over the past, since 2008, it's gotten way worse. So it's only gotten worse, so it's to be expected. You have to expect it. You have to learn how to deal with it. Try to do as much damage control ahead of time as possible. And then don't be on the defensive. Be on the offense.
Yeah, we have got to start. And this is still, even though he's trying to be blunt about things, this is still a bit of an era of political correctness going on here, because I really think that every one of her answers last night, majority of her answers last night, could have been spun back around to the point of, hey, well, you've done this. What, you know, just the easiest one. All these things, when he even said to her, you've had 30 years to do any one of these. Why haven't you got them done? What exactly?
Well, not only that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, not to say, not only that, you're right. She's been in politics forever. That's her freaking career. But she, Democrat policies keep, the same policy she wants to keep moving forward, we already know they failed. So why are you going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again that failed over and over and over again? That's just idiocy.
Well, all right, so let's get to a couple of the questions that now you've not been a Trump fan, not even last week when we talked, you're still not a Trump fan.
No.
And I know you're not a Hillary fan, you're definitely not one of those. But how can Trump change? What can he do to get you to vote for him, to get you to support him? I'm not saying to get out in the middle of the street and start, you know, shaking pom-poms. But get behind him and understand that we definitely don't want her.
He can't. Look, last night, Joe, you know I'm a huge Second Amendment rights activist. Last night, he agreed with the terror watch list. So that's killing two rights that we have, you know, due process and also Second Amendment rights. No, I couldn't believe he even said that. I agree with Hillary. That was a huge mistake. So, no, I don't. He's not going to do anything to get me. He needs to give up on the people that won't vote for him, because he keeps blowing it. Every time he opens his mouth in certain things,
okay,
he blows it.
But we know. Let's hit the Second Amendment for a second. You know she's going to do everything in her power. She's going to stack the deck on the Supreme Court. She's going to do everything in her power to make sure that the Second Amendment definitely gets squelched, definitely gets to the point where you're lucky to have a handgun with three bullets out of the six slots that are in there. You don't know that for sure with him, because he's changed his mind before when he's gotten input from other people, correct?
You know, I said this on my other radio show yesterday because my the host
Oh, my God.
Is a Trump fan.
You're cheating on me?
He said the same kind of thing, and I said, you know what? Trump changes his mind like he changes his wife.
So he's changed his mind three times? How about Billy? Billy's always testing the water, if you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, it's just amazing, and I guess that's okay. Hey, somebody in the feed said that wait till the second debate. I think that Trump was just testing the water. He really believes that the gloves will come off in the second debate. You agree with that?
I'm hoping they do, and I hope they come off in a good manner. I mean, I think that's what he needs to do, and that's what I was saying. He was just, you know, putting it out there this way, you know, showing the people. Like I said, it's all about undecideds now. Nobody cares about never Trumpers, never Hillary's, Trump supporters or Hillary supporters. They're all in their corners, and they're going to vote the way they vote. Nobody cares about them. What they care about now, both Hillary and Trump, is undecided. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So if he does this right, he did what he had to do last night, just sort of introducing himself in a presidential manner to the undecided. And then next time he steps it up a bit, and nails her.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope you guys are right. I don't want him to attack her, if you would.
No.
But I definitely want him to throw. I almost think if he does this the right way, he can pretty much throw every question back in her lap to the point where it's her defending herself all night long.
That is what he has to do. Last night, he was defending himself all night. He has to make her be the one defending herself. He has to do it. And he can. He's got plenty of ammunition. Plenty of it. That's what he's
got to
do.
Yeah, I get a kick out of people that there's that hardcore right side that want him to go in guns a blazing, and you know, same thing with her. There's people on the hardcore left that want her to go in and just slice him up. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Kimberly Morin joins me from New Hampshire. She'll be back in just a couple minutes with me. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I can tell you, one of these days I'm gonna charge to keep the mic hot during the breaks. I think it's some of the best. Although we'd probably get thrown off the air for live over the airwaves, but no, it doesn't have to. No, some of the stuff we would get thrown off for, or fined anyway, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely fined.
Especially with Kimberly, right? Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week here on The Real Side, and always get a pleasure. I always have a pleasure when she's on with me because she hits things from a whole different perspective than I do. Kimberly, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and you know, some of these stories, people don't believe these stories are true. When I started doing the show, they'd always say, you know, you're making some of these up. They can't be that whacked. You can't really, you know. And I say, no, they're out there, and they're on non-loon websites. If you look for them, if you find them, you'll see what I'm talking about. Here's the story. We did part of this story, but now it's coming back again. I don't know. Did you hear about the at Cornell University? They want to give free tampons. They want to put free tampons in all the bathrooms there?
I think I wrote about that on the Federalist Papers Project.
And
come on!
Well, all right, so the first part of it is they're claiming it's a necessity, just like toilet paper, right, that you should have it in the bathrooms. And so at first when I thought about it in the female bathrooms, I started thinking, okay, you know, I remember growing up as a kid, my mom, like, freaking out because she, you know, she started, her friend showed up. Remember in those days, that's what they call it, your friend showed up, and she wasn't, yeah, she wasn't ready for it, right? So I got that. I kind of even sighed and said, okay, I can see that kind of. But then they talked about putting him in the men's room in case there was a transgender in there.
Okay, don't get me started on this. Because I actually
too late.
I actually know some people who are transgender, and I have seen this conversation, and I have actually seen some of them and their friends talking and saying, I do feel pain and discomfort once a month, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I can't comment. I just don't respond because I just can't. I can't go there because I'm sorry. You don't have that. And I will joke that men, I say men have PMS all the time, right? Because that's a joke. But they can't have those thoughts unless it's just manifested in their mental illness, is what I believe. Or their mind, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't. You have to have certain body parts for that to happen.
Well, you know, they say, they say men have, when a woman's pregnant, they have sympathy sickness or sympathy pain. Is that what it's called? Right? Sympathy sickness or sympathy pains? When women.
That's when women are pregnant.
Right. That the guy actually feels the same pains and things obviously he's not feeling exactly the same ones, but it's supposed to be some kind of sympathy thing where they're feeling the same. But I don't know, maybe that's the same thing. I'm not sticking up for him, I'm just saying. But I thought it was hilarious though that the whole crux of this was to get taxpayer dollars to make sure that there were tampon machines in the men's rooms, okay, in case there was a transgender in there or what have you. So,
did you see the story I sent you about the first?
I have not looked at it yet. No.
Okay, this one's even better. Transgender man is the first transgender man to give birth.
Then you're not a transgender man. Men don't have wombs.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes.
I saw that.
Oh, that's right. I remember this. Right? Transgender. It's a transgender couple, right?
Yes. They're a man and a woman. They just switch who's the man and who's the woman on the outside, but on the inside and all their body parts are the same. So they had a baby the same way a heterosexual couple does.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. I thought that was hilarious. You talk about total confusion as to what's going on. You know, the other thing was that there was, early on, we did a story about the first man to have a baby. And I'm going, okay, that just can't happen. The parts aren't there. So when we, you know, we dig into the story, it was actually a transgender. And, you know, he or she gave birth. And you sit there and you go, okay, you can't, it's physically impossible for a male to give birth. And that's part of the thing of saying, you know, hey, you can call yourself a female or whatever, but when it gets down to the brass tacks, now think about this. You have to and they make fun of people like me. They make fun of people that believe in a God because, you know, we believe in what do I want to say, boundaries. We believe in foundational stuff. And here you have, and we don't believe in science, right? People believe in God, don't believe in science. Well, to say that a man gives birth, you can't believe in science either. You've got to be. You can't blame me for that when you don't either. I don't know. This just makes me crazy.
You know, see, my thing is, I don't care how you feel. If you believe you're a unicorn, that's great. That's on you, right? That's fine. It's when people start shoving the things that they believe in down our throats, I have a problem with it. I don't care as individuals who wants to do what with their own self. Do not shove it down my throat and force me to believe in your issue or whatever. That's when I have a problem with it. Each individual person do what you want, but do you know that there's like 25 or 26 gender pronouns? Come on.
Well, there's more than that on Facebook, isn't it? Aren't they up to like 71, 72 up on... You can type in whatever you want now, because remember, Xander was having a field day with that.
Yeah.
We were on the air one night, and he went in and decided to go down the line of what was he, a unicorn? He typed in like unicorns, and it took it. And
oh my God!
So Kimberly, I talked to somebody about this today, and I wasn't trying to be a smart butt, but I said, you know, here's what bothers me. We have no more absolutes in this world, and especially in this country. The libs have gotten to the point now where whatever you want, however you want, whenever you want is totally acceptable. We have people, we have a 52-year-old male that identifies as a 6-year-old female, okay? And that's okay. Nobody's actually thinks that that person needs psychiatric care. We have a woman that's having leopard spots. What was it? She's having them tattooed all over her body because, and she had her ears bopped, you know, she had the ears taken off because she believes that she's a trans species, right? And I could go down the list of these things that are going on, and I'm saying to myself, in my day, we put those people in a loony bin. We helped them.
Okay.
Right? Now we've said it's normal and natural. I mean, we're in a world of hurt, aren't we?
We are, because here's the thing. Medical experts and psychological, psychiatric experts, hospital who work at, like, Johns Hopkins, still agree that transgenderism is a mental disorder. But, you know, maybe not dressing up, a man dressing up so much as a woman, but if someone wants to actually mutilate their body to turn themselves into something else, they still consider that a mental illness. And I think it's horrifying when I see people doing this to their 6-year-old children. I've seen that. And I think the left does this intentionally to take away from society. You know, they're turning society into something, what's the word I want to use? Amoral or secular. You know, not saying religious, but they want to turn society into something that is not the norm.
Look,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anti-societal.
Yeah. And not that I'm saying you should take God out of the picture, but I tell people all the time, all right, you know I'm a Christian, you know I have a godly worldview, but let's just say I can cut him out for the moment. I cut all these views, conservative views that I grew up with, and I am not. Let me be clear about this. I am not belittling or berating a transgender person or gay or lesbian. But a transgender, even if you have the physical work done on your body, your DNA, your body makeup, your body chemistry, women process different than men do. Women have greater lower body strength. Men have greater upper body strength. You cannot change any of that by changing physical parts and pieces. I don't become a dog because I add a tail to my body. I have one surgically put on. It doesn't make me a dog. We have got to the point again where, you know, I joke about this all the time. Well, my mother said in the 70s when she said, Joey, when you grow up, you could be anything you want to be. I didn't know she meant I could be any species I wanted to be. I was thoroughly confused, obviously.
No, I just, you know, I think anything that, I guess society changes, right? You change, but we don't always change in a good way, and that's kind of the sad thing, because we lose our society as a whole. If you have too many single parents, what happens with the family, right?
And they're going to get livid, and they're going to get livid at me, because you and I both know the reality shows, the study shows, kids growing up, and look, for a while I was in a single family home, so put your rocks down. Kids who grow up in a single family home have more trouble. On the average, they have more, and I'm generalizing right now, they have more trouble than kids that grow up in a two-parent loving home. It's just fact.
Yeah, and it's, of course, and it's not, and it just makes sense, because you have two people that can split the duties, that deal with everything. Yep. It's a lot of work being a single parent or dealing with a child by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're working, you got to take care of everything. It's not saying single parents are bad, it's just saying the better solution or the better place for a child to be is in a family with a mother and a father.
All right.
But obviously not if it's an abusive relationship. You know what I mean?
Really quick. Tell people where to find you. We're up against it. Go, go, go.
NewHamsterPoliticalBuzz.org and the Federal Papers Project and Granite Rock and the Heartland Institute.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on back. We got a lot. Let's talk a little bit more about Lester Holt, but I got a lot of good stuff I want to talk about on the other side of the break. White supremacists and snowflakes. Really, it's all coming up. We'll be right back.